This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Kids back to school for most folks today. Traffic a little bit different. No doubt about that.
Yeah, man. It's okay. But again, my anger management techniques kicked in. All good.
Yeah, man.
Just that idiot who was going 60 in the express lane. That's the thing. God has given you, Carl, this lane. And I should save this for guys. I know I will save it for guys. Just, you know, you got a lane. They're giving you the Peach Pass lane.
Sure.
So you can go faster than everyone else who's stuck in traffic and there's right four lanes.
Well,
guy in a Tesla.
I will tell you, the traffic in and around getting to the highway was where it was bad. Once it got
surface
on the highway,
streets, right.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But long story short, we know a lot of you are happy today because kids are back and in class and you get a little free time. Or many of you are sad because maybe it's your first day for your kiddo to go to school. Either way, we're up here at Falcons camp as it continues. We're here this week. Next week as well, as the Titans come in next week. And this week, guys, we're getting ready for the Lions. And the big news today is that you will not see Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins in the first preseason game. And some people, Mike, are like, well, what's the reason why? According to Michael Penix, he said that Raheem feels comfortable with the three games he saw last year. Again, it doesn't mean that he won't play at any point this preseason, but he's not going to play in this first one. Uh-huh. And so Penix was asked today, and he said, that's why I think, you know, we're not going to play in this first one, but – if you think that Michael Penix doesn't want to be out there, obviously he does.
Yeah, man. Adnan follows us on the Twitter. Thanks, Big A. He goes, thankfully the Falcons didn't get off to a slow start last year after not playing the starters in the preseason. And thankfully that didn't end up making a difference in the season. Oh, wait. So he felt that, you know, certainly last year. And again, I would agree with him to a point. They are going to get some things out of this Titans scrimmage next week. You know, the joint practice. But it is frustrating because I still think there's got to be something to be said for having the game day routine that some coaches want to see their starters, you know, engage in with the 11-on-11. Like, you're not going to show your playbook.
Right.
You know? I mean, I have seen some things. That's why we can't shoot video when they are doing 11-on-11. The other day last week, we got to see, I love it, Bijan Robinson out wide. You're not going to see that in preseason. I
no,
get all that. But
no.
I still think you want to have some degree of familiarity and get these guys in sync. Maybe not.
All right, guys, we'll let you hear more about what Raheem said and also Michael Penix Jr. Real quick, before we get into 4th and 1, and you're going to hear our interview with Jake Matthews on the way as well. Youngway Koo, I'm watching you, Koo. Mike, today 4-4, we've been watching these field goals. Guys, it's a part of special teams drills and what they do every day when they practice. But as I said, every kick counts. And Koo was asked today, as he spoke to us, about helping Lenny Craig in this process. How much do you help the guy, like Mike, that's trying to maybe take your spot? How much?
Like by putting Icy Hot in his jock strap?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm not helping nobody trying to take my job.
I'm taking my spot. Koo said, look, I'm trying to help this guy any way I can. Listen to this.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He works hard. I try to help him any way I can. And at the end of the day, you know, I just got to do my part and be the best version of myself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with him as far as, look, for the team and the team aspect of things. But Youngway Koo knows this is his job to lose. What about the pressure that he's under right now? Because, again, we can talk about all this other stuff. He lost us 3 games last year, all right? Plain and simple. We missed the most field goals of anybody in the NFL. I need Koo to be back to Koo that we're used to screaming at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Here's what he said about the pressure he's facing.
Not much. It's the same thing. Week one comes. It doesn't really matter what you've done or what you haven't done in the past. It's what matters right there. So I just tried to get ready for that.
We talked about him not being healthy last year, but I mean, when you're wearing a helmet and you're in pads, you're expected to perform. You know, that's the same for any sport. If you're on the floor in the NBA, you're expected to perform. That's why we're worried about what happened to Porzingis against the Knicks.
That's right.
But he wasn't the same. His kicking motion, I mean, it's the, you know, anybody who's kicked a soccer ball, anybody who played the way the hips and the groin, he was banged up. So I think I do think he looks better, looks more himself. But we were so used between him and Matt Bryant, we've never had to worry about that. Right, we've been really blessed in the kicking department. So last year, when he went haywire, we were all in the stands like, "What the just happened?"
That's right. Yeah, I don't know, Mike, if again, how much it affected him. It was mental, because kicking a lot of this stuff is mental. I don't know to what degree all of that played, but he looks healthy. For those of you who've been to camp, you got a chance to see him kick a few field goals and work out with the special teams. And he's kicking back there on the side because they do that as well. But he looks like he's back, and I just hope he is. But we're watching all this stuff because they take the stats as well. But today he was good. Lenny went, I think, 3 of 4. He went 4 for 4. Just another sidebar to what's been happening up here at Falcons training camp. Meanwhile, other things going on around the NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1. Well, first and foremost, Mike, this situation with the Cowboys has not changed since we left you on Friday. We were at Lake Lanier Islands. By the way, thanks to everybody that came out. Margaritaville, we had a great time up there on Friday. And we said, as this news came down, that Micah Parsons demanded a trade. Nothing has changed over the weekend except Jerry Jones continuing to speak. And now, Mike, Dez Bryant and Roc Nation, who reps Dez Bryant, okay, and they did when Dez was in the league, they fired back at Jerry Jones saying, and this is a direct quote from Dez Bryant, who put it out there on Twitter, "I don't think it's smart to mention my name. I kept quiet about a lot of unfair blank on some G blank." And he says, if you want to have story time, Jerry, we can do that. Dez tweeting about some of the stuff that Jerry talked about, and he was talking about how, this is Jerry's side of the story, when they did this deal, and he said, "We did the deal with Jay-Z," and Jay-Z said, "If you have any issues, call me." And we started having issues with Dez, and I'd call him, and he wasn't taking my calls. And what he's saying is these agents who claim they're engaged are a lot of times not. And he used that story to say, hey, this is one of the reasons why I'm reluctant to do a deal with Micah because of the agent situation, and he's trying to compare this stuff.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I always mess up the pronunciation. Dave Mugalata?
Yes, David.
He's one of the best agents out there as far as, you know, getting the job. The job is to make his client max dollars. NFL players have a finite amount of time to make as much loot. We always support them. And unlike other sports, their money, the only thing that's guaranteed is the signing bonus pending restructure. So you got to get you. This is the big Micah. This is Micah Parsons' giant contract.
Correct.
This is it. And everybody knows it. Everybody in the league knows it. Except you're just idiot son Stephen Jones. So you just continue to alienate guys. I mean, look, if you got to move some money with Dak, you got to go to Dak and have to do your Matt Ryan kick the can, then you better win the Super Bowl the next 2 years. You know, but you've accumulated some good players. They expect to be paid. This guy is the gold standard on defense. It's not that complicated. Only Jerry Jones makes this complicated. So that's why if you feel it's just simply a ploy and him demanding a trade last week, or he really does feel that the well has been poisoned to the point he can't play for the star, well, then good luck with that.
I agree.
Jerry set this whole thing in motion.
He really did, Mike. And look, you can only blame yourself because he continues to perpetuate this situation by telling stories like this where now you've got former Cowboys getting involved.
Oh, so the agent's incompetent. He could be arrested. Oh, that's the Bengals.
That's the
player
Bengals.
Could be arrested.
Yeah.
He could get hit by a car.
Seriously.
I mean, just man, if you're a Cowboys fan, I feel for you.
It's
because
tough.
you're stuck in limbo with Jerry Jones as your owner.
It is tough. Hey, man, as far as the Falcons news today, speaking of around the league, 2-year extension for McGrady today, $30 million. The Falcons and McGarry, agreeing to this. And this is according to his agent, but this was in the works. And I don't remember if you guys remember this. At the beginning of camp, McGarry wasn't working out. Okay, and we were like, what's going on? And they were saying, hey, he's coming off that injury in the spring. He didn't participate in mandatory minicamp. I think a little bit of that had to do with his contract stuff. That's just me.
Right.
And he's been at practice. He's been playing. He's been fine. But I also think the way things started out was him kind of saying, hey, let's get this done. They finally do today. So Falcon fans chiming in on that. Look, this is a it's a nothing burger, guys. Offensive line was set. They were either going to pay him or they weren't, and we got to go to work. Like, can they protect our quarterback, Mike? Can we get a better running game in for Bijan and company?
Right.
That's really what this is about.
Now, again, we know what he has. He simply tangled legs with Chris Lindstrom last year, and that resulted in the Kirk Cousins hit. That's a 1-in-a-million play. You know, it rarely happens, but just that was our stupid blind luck last year. The guy has certainly been a solid piece.
Yes.
You know, we do know, and again, as I botched up the PFF metrics last hour, he's a better run blocker than pass blocker. But look, if he can't do this job, then that's shame on our general manager
shame.
And our coaching staff.
Shame.
Because shame, he is the blind side protector for a left-handed quarterback. So, but they've done it. I don't want to see five guys having to help McGarry out on the right side. That kind of defeats the purpose of what we're trying to do in our offensive game plan. Meanwhile, another guy who's just trying to win the starting job, and this is up in Indianapolis. You see what interesting Anthony Richardson had to say about the competition?
No.
Remember they went and signed Daniel Jones
yes.
in the offseason? Telling Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, quarterback battle is more of a me versus me situation.
Uh-oh.
Even if they brought Tom Brady in here. He's the greatest. I just have to work and try to beat him out. It's a me versus me type of thing.
Okay.
Some people read that as he's disrespecting Daniel Jones. Others are saying he's got to work on his everything from his work habits to making better decisions with the football. Speaking of making better decisions, did you see the video of the scrimmage they did at Soldier Field?
No.
Caleb Williams throws a bunch of picks, looks lost, and they try to go up-tempo. They were sending blitzes. And I got to tell you, I wonder if
you're not sold.
I wonder if they've bitten off more than they can chew with trying to fix Cal. This one's going to be a head scratcher. I'm just saying, if you hadn't seen the video of it, not trying to turn it into a federal case, but you know Ben Gordon, the Bears coach, comes down and the mandate is to fix Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
and he's being aggressive in trying to fix him. I don't know if it's going to work.
Ben Johnson is.
Well, I said Ben Gordon. Ben Johnson.
Yeah, is the reason why, or Caleb is the reason why Ben Johnson took this job. He could have taken other jobs last two seasons. And he said, I wanted to be able to go work with a young quarterback, mold them. And let's be honest, if Ben Johnson turns the Bears into a champion, he is a legend because it's the one thing that has escaped the Bears organization all these years, right? You got to go back to the 86 Bears, and it's been a long time. They haven't had good quarterback play. So if he can turn that around, but I'm with you. I feel like the excuses, and it's funny because I was talking with Baldinger today, Brian Baldinger and I were having this conversation. The excuses are off the table. You cannot continue to tell me Caleb doesn't have this, that, and the other. They address the O-line. Go look at his skill position, guys, Mike. They're good. Now it is up to him to take in this offense and put the ball in the right places. And the way that practice looked, or at least that footage, it didn't feel like that.
Yeah, and then afterwards, Ben Johnson, the head coach, talking with the Chicago Sun-Times, quote, it was sloppy, sloppier than we were hoping we would be at this point. Talking about the Williams adjustments and just take some checkdowns. He's forcing it. He says it's something we're going to have to address for sure. If it continues like that, we're not going to win many games. So, I mean, he's not dancing around the subject. He's challenging. And, again, if you want to say this is one of those simple one personnel guy pre-draft had it wrong about Caleb Williams, but there were a lot of guys saying this guy's soft.
He's soft.
And Chicago ain't the city to be soft.
It looks like he's soft. All right, man, coming up, our conversation with Jake Matthews, the longest – tenured offensive lineman on our football team. Matter of fact, he's the old guy, and we joked about it with him. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dukes and Bell with Jake Matthews. I don't know, man. If I go play a round of golf now, I got to activate my body. I got that phrase from Tiger, like, you got to get up like an hour early to get going. You are the veteran now on this offensive line. What's it take for you to get going in a morning practice? Like, what's the routine?
I like to try to convince myself, not much. I just think I'm one of the young guys out there. But no, man, I feel really good, and I'm really thankful for that. I'd like to do this for a really long time, and I know we've kind of joked in the past, like, hey, you're kind of getting up there. You're kind of old guy. But, no, it's official. I'm the old guy on the team right now. Like, and I can kind of tell generationally as well. But, I'm loving it. I love playing here. I love being a part of this. And I think we got something really special going this year.
It is the elder statesman of the Falcons, Jake Matthews, last member of the 2016 Super Bowl team. Do you feel any difference? Obviously, you're a veteran. You've been to so many camps, Jake. But any difference with this group as far as energy and what you're feeling?
I think there is. I think, especially against the O-line and the D-line, or just in general, the offense going against the defense in those periods, it's getting competitive. There's more fights than I've seen. There's more, it feels like more live game reps, and the guys getting after it. So I think that speaks to Brick and the mindset he's bringing as a defense. I remember we had the same thing here when he was here in years past, and we had a lot of success with it. But man, they're an attacking front. We've got really good players up front, young guys with a lot of talent. I think are going to be good players here for a long time. So it's been great both ways for both of us, kind of, you know, sharpening that iron, and I think it's going to pay dividends this year.
Jake, how often or do you at all pay attention to this PFF stuff? Because we look at it and we're like, oh, we got one of the best offensive lines in the league. And you start looking at these numbers, right, and it's like this guy ranks there and this guy ranks there, and we're top three in rushing. Do you look at any of that stuff?
I try not to.
But you do.
I might see some good stuff if someone shows it to me, but I'm not actively seeking it out.
Okay.
But no, that's good, man. More eyes on the O-line, notoriety for us, and I'll take it. But obviously that's last year. We've done a lot of really good things. I love the way Coach Ledford is handling us as a group and the mindset he's instilled in us. And we have a lot of fun with what we do, but you can also tell that it's extremely important to all five of us up front, and we want to do really well at it. So. The first 2 weeks of camp have been going really good. We're working really hard, and I see glimpses of, it's a little different perspective now being the older guy, but when I was younger on teams that were really good, I think that 2016 team,
sure,
I was the young guy in that O-line, but it's like, man, that group, we worked hard. It was five guys who were reliable and you can count on, and we trusted each other, and we got after it. And it's kind of flipped now. I'm the old guy on the line, but I see that as well. So I think it's a sign of good things to come.
And we always reference that 16 year because had a lot of young faces on defense, but they had an impact from that draft class. Kind of see some of that here. I guess the question is, of course, you had Matt Ryan in an MVP year. Can Penix be that guy this year?
I think he can. I've been really impressed with Mike, man. Going back to even the last season when he got that first start, just how quick he jumped into that leadership role and took control of that huddle. And I think he's a really special player. I think he's going to do really good things for us this year. And we, you know, speaking to the O-line again, we take a lot of pride in making sure he can be in position to make plays because he's a talented guy and he's proven that. So let's make sure we keep him upright and healthy and doing a good job. But, man, just this camp kind of speaking to his growth, it's fun because it's funny to see, you know, last year obviously he's a rookie. This year, you know, he's talking a little more. I don't want to be competitive, getting after the defense and stuff like that. And fun to see someone besides just the O-line, D-line getting after it, him talking to the DBs and stuff. But speaks back to that, been a really competitive camp, and I think we're building something. We're kind of hardening ourselves for something special this year.
I just heard Jake Matthews say, it feels good, Mike. This is going to be something special. I just heard him. Talk about the camaraderie, man, between you guys on that O-line. We talk about friends and culture and hanging out and all this stuff. Don't know if any of that happens, but the camaraderie between you guys, because you said you played on a great line in 16. I don't think you guys missed a start. That was the other part about that year. So, like, what's that like?
Yeah, I think, and it's funny, I heard my dad say this all the time growing up, but the more you can keep a group of guys together up front as a front five, I think the more successful you're going to be. Mm-hmm. And the more years you stack, reps, games, and like you said, in that 16 year, we all started every game that year, and you know, you get comfortable with guys, and you get to know how each other think and how you perform, and I see similarities with this now, and I look at, you know, Chris and Caleb, they're year seven now, and I think they're the I think Caleb told me the other day, he must be counting or something, but he said they're the longest vetted guys here, currently here, that I played with, I guess, for seven straight years of them. No one older is still here, so weird to think of them as old guys now too, because it still feels like they just got here. But I think we really are building something special, and you can see it. We watch the film, you know, guys see it. And so now we got to go out there and do it on game day when it counts.
It's Pro Bowler Jake Matthews with us here on Dukes and Bell live from Hooters. You got Bergeron. We love his energy. He's a wild man. How is Neusel doing? Because obviously the center, there's a lot of job responsibility with that position.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about Neusel is you talk about a guy goes undrafted, comes here, and I mean, he takes a lot of pride in this, but basically holds the bag for 2 years and does it so well that he doesn't give Ledford an option but to put him in and get some reps. So it's like, one, you got to respect that. Then he starts getting his reps and he plays really well. And then, you know, he's our backup guy, and, you know, just going to last year, Drew goes down and goes in and does a really good job, proves he can do it in the game. And he's done nothing but improve. And you can kind of see his leadership role coming up as well. And he's not afraid to speak up, and he's comfortable here. And, starting center, that's a different animal. I've never played it, but I know there's a lot of mental gymnastics going on in his head before every play. And he does a good job with that. So expecting a lot from him, and I think he's showing all the right stuff.
All right, Jake, I was back in Texas a few months ago. The hype is on. A&M sleeper, here we go again. Oh, they're loaded. They got talent. You keeping up with any of this stuff? You watch them a little bit?
Not the first time I've heard that.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Because I've been saying this for years, like every single year. It's like, A&M, they're loaded. They're going to be a great team. All right, you keep up with it?
I say this every year. There was like a 15-year period where me or one of my brothers was playing there, and I was all in. And I know the Aggie Nation would be upset with me, but I do not keep up enough now. Just with what I see maybe on SportsCenter.
The NIL money has stopped from the Matthews.
Not cutting those checks anymore.
It has stopped. Yeah. No, I appreciate your honesty, man, because, again, you know, you got kiddos and you're playing in the league now. But, yeah, there's a lot of hype around them. So if they do well this year.
I'm still their biggest fan, though.
No doubt.
Don't mince that.
injury.
Say something about Elko. He's physical. Tough team. Yeah.
I have heard great things about him, and yeah. I know he coached against Led in college, and Led had awesome things to say about him. Said he was a great fit there. I got to make it back there and meet him one day. So,
right. It's changed a little.
Yeah,
stadium and all that stuff. That NIL money is rolling in.
Yeah, I wish I was a part of it.
By the way, what would you have done? We always joke around with guys. Would you have had a flash car? How would you have played it if you were in this game today in college?
I never had more than $1,500 in my account in college. Now, I wasn't roughing it or anything. My college was paid for and all that. But, man, I can't imagine having six figures as a college kid and what I would do with that. Probably buy a truck or something. I don't know. try to keep it simple.
$250.
Carl, I will say this. The humble Jake Matthews, and I say all the time we see him, those Cayman boots you rolled into as a rookie.
I had never
seen anything like those.
Still got them. Still fit. I got to throw them on one day. Maybe I'll wear them in.
Jake, thank you so much, man. Good luck this season. Appreciate you.
Guys, thank you.
Thanks, Jake.
Such a good dude, man, and a leader on this team. And I think it's one thing to talk to some of the younger guys, but when you hear a veteran, Carl, that we just talked about, 11 years in the franchise, saying, you know, what he sees in Michael Penix Jr. and feeling some of the things that, you know, again, we'll never replicate 2016, but there are some elements that do look a lot like that year.
Mike, I think guys who've been on good teams know when they're on a good team. And I think there are certain things that he sees that are similarities. You're right. Can't compare, but man, the feeling you get. And I hope he's right. I hope we do have some of that stuff that we had in 16. Here's the thing about Jake. And guys, you know, his family lineage is in the genes. These guys just play a long time. They're great. They're consistent. They don't get injured. I mean, it's just go look at his dad, his uncles. It's amazing to see the Matthews family and how good they've been, especially when we talk about offensive line. It's unbelievable. But he's gearing up for another season. And he told Mike and I, this is what he was alluding to when he started the interview. He says, we have talked about this. Last year, he joined us during the season, and we asked him, how long you want to do this? And he was like, dude, I feel really good. He was not willing to say he was ready to give it up or two more years. He comes back this year. He's at camp. He's like, this is what we talked about last year. I feel really good. Hey, man, coming up, yeah, man, no, man. Day-Day is here with us live at Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. Also, Mike's got some guy talk coming up. And we're going to talk to our buddy Connor Riley. Yes, dogs are gearing up for the start of the season. The coaches poll came out. Where's Georgia? We'll tell you all of that coming up in about 30 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up 4 o'clock, our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation. We'll find out what Kirby thinks about what his young team is going to be good at, and also the polls are coming out, coaches' polls. We'll take a look at where Georgia is and what that looks like as we head into the season. Also, Mike's got some guy talk coming up next hour, and Grant's going to join us, talk more about this game at the Bristol track, but also what's the situation now with Austin Riley being on the IL. It feels like everybody is on the IL right now for the everybody. But we'll get Grant's opinion on that and talk about what's next for our Braves. But first, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
The morning shift has invaded our show, Carl, taken away the intro.
Yeah, it's crazy. I heard Mike Johnson, by the way, on Stakey today, and literally Johnson walked up. We were sitting there, and Mike, I said, hey, how you doing? He goes, I just been on the air for 5 hours. I go, welcome to our world.
You and I did it for, 10 years and a half.
I said, Mike, welcome to our world. I said, you don't want to talk to anybody right now, do you? He goes, no, I don't. So, big shout-out to Mike Johnson. Stakey, good to have him back as well. But, yeah, man, we're here at Hooters. Again, Mall of Georgia is where we're broadcasting from. We're going to be here tomorrow as well. And then a correction, because we told you we thought this location might be the Hamilton Mill location. Wednesday, guys, we're going to be at Buffalo's Cafe, Flowery Branch, Mike.
Yes, I think it's Winder Highway.
It is, and it's completely different than where we thought, so I want to be sure that you guys know. But Flowery Branch, we're coming up your way. We've not been to that Buffalo's Cafe yet.
No, normally we leave practice, we go south. We go north Wednesday. Right. So come and join the party at Buffalo's.
All right, man.
Exit 16.
Exit 16. There you go. Yeah.
Unless I'm dyslexic, in which case it's exit 61.
All right, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, happy Monday. Got to give a Yeah Man shout out to everyone back in school, including two of the four Lewis boys. The other two, I was just like, y'all ain't got nowhere to go?
Everybody's at school?
Well, two of the four. The oldest two, they got another week before they go back. So.
All right.
But, Yeah Man shout out to everyone back in school.
So they just at home eating all your food right
man,
now.
Man, and they the biggest ones, so that's worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the leftovers I'm thinking about.
Do they eat your stuff that you say, don't touch this, this is dad's?
Oh, yes.
They eat it.
So you remember, what was our guy that brought us the cheesecakes
a couple
of weeks ago?
Yeah.
So
the desserts.
The desserts. So one of them was a strawberry cake, right? And I specifically said, this
is mine. You wrote your name
on it? Someone in the middle of the night.
Oh, in the middle of the night.
Decided that they wanted to help themselves.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. So yeah, but it's all good. They'll be back. They'll be gone in another week or so, and whew, it'll be nice and peaceful for a couple hours in the mornings before coming to the station. So.
Hey, I understand. How was it today when you took the other ones to school, man?
It was great, man. You know, it's normal routine for us. We OGs at this.
Yeah, that's true.
That's your first rodeo.
Yeah, so it was good stuff, man. But, just seeing all the parents, all those first-time parents that are, dropping off their little ones. Shout out to Andy Bunker because he and I found out that we've got one each at the same school.
That's true.
His daughter, it was her first day at school, and she so happens to go to the same school as our 8-year-old. So.
That's cool. Yeah, small world, right?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, shout out to everyone again. Big Yeah Man, shout out to everyone going back to school today. All right, guys, let's have some fun with this first one. So, ESPN has announced they've hired TikToker Katie Feeney to lead their next-gen sports content.
I believe it.
All right, so just 22 years old. She's got like 8 million TikTok followers. Mm-hmm. She's poised to redefine what modern sports media personalities look like. So what it is ESPN, they had this Snapchat, SportsCenter Snapchat, right? It's kind of been dormant. They ain't really been doing much with it. It's got 9 million subscribers. So she's going to be leading the SportsCenter on Snapchat. So, my Yeah Man, No Man, social media influencers are going to take our jobs.
If they're entertaining, if they keep it interesting, I mean, as we said, you know, ESPN, you know, pivoting with Pat McAfee and giving him all that airtime. He's on every platform. And now we're seeing, you know, Barstool Sports, and Portnoy's going to be part of the Fox Big Noon broadcast or the college morning broadcast. So, I mean, this is also, Carl, an attempt to get the younger ratings, get the younger demo. So if that's how they're getting their content, you got to be on it. So she's a Penn State grad, going to be basically across all the social digital channels, going to be on Sunday NFL Countdown, Monday Night Countdown, Game Day. All right, well, we're either going to dig it or we're going to tire of it, in which case some executive is going to get fired for hiring her.
For all the parents out there whose their kids, right, have been doing this, and you're like, you're wasting your time. No, you're not. This is where it's at. Mm. And for all the parents out there, like, you're always on the TikTok. You're always on the this is where they live, and this is where it's going. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I don't know what to believe as far as how good it'll be or what the product's going to look like. But here, this is the smart thing. You got some smart people in the room who realize, like we've said it, this is where a content is being consumed.
Right.
And whether it's traditional TV, which we are so used to watching,
right,
there are millions of people who are getting their stuff this way. And so you've got to provide stuff for them. I hope it works, man. But the crazy thing is, and this is, you know, I have this conversation with my daughter all the time. All the stuff you thought was trash and you're wasting your time and why are you on there? Is leading to jobs and well-paying jobs in social media.
Yeah, man.
But you got to be entertaining. It's like, remember a couple of years ago, I was telling you, my good friend, Coach Small, John Small at East Coweta, he had a kid who was going to quit football. And the mom comes up to me and goes, Coach, he wants to be a social influencer. And Coach goes, hold on. And so he comes over to the house, has a meeting with the young man and says, look, you've been doing this for like 2 weeks. You have 2 followers, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So your YouTube channel is crapping out. Let's get you back to practice. That's probably going to be your best opportunity outside of traditional revenue gating, you know, a job in the job, you know, market, whatever. If you want to maybe be a star in college football, you probably got better odds doing that, taking the NFL, than being a YouTube influencer.
Oh, man. Shot the poor kid's dreams down.
Tough, man.
Shout out reality check, man.
Shout out to Coach Small and those Indians down there.
But here's the deal. Like, they're not looking at people with 2 followers. She's got like 8 million.
Yes. Yes. It all starts with one tweet or one video.
Yeah, that's the fundamental difference, because they want to reach that audience.
Yeah. And to y'all's point, like, we talk about it all the time. Like, even with the NBA, most of their younger audience is on social media.
Yes.
So if you're going to try to tap into that, why not have someone young with the followers on there to pick up? Speaking of the NBA, over the weekend we learned that the Lakers, they are definitely moving forward with Luka Doncic as the face of their franchise. They reached that deal over the weekend. And it kind of seems apparent that the franchise is set to move forward without LeBron James this season as he as he tries to decide on what he's going to do.
It's my team
future.
Now, Carl, my turn.
Yes.
It's clearly Luka's team. Why you play the rim shot?
I put in our text thread.
New Luka. Luka 2.0. Carved out of wood. What? What's with jokes?
So look.
5% body fat, Carl.
I've heard.
I put in our chat over the weekend that.
Talk to your doctor. See if Ozempic is right for you.
If LeBron is going to come back, we all agree that he kind of wants the farewell tour.
Oh, he wants everyone kissing his ass. He wants 6 months of complete LeBron.
Right. So if he does it, yeah, man, no, man, he might as well do it in a Lakers uniform.
Yeah, look, I don't know what LeBron wants, man. I get the sense he wants out because they're not winning a chip, okay? I mean, I know you Laker fans believe that they're not better than Denver. They're not better than OKC. They're not better than Houston. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to tell you they might not be better than Golden State, and they're old too.
Right.
I think he wants out, Mike, but he's not going to ask for that. He's going to force their hand to say, hey, it's in the best interest we trade you. And then he gets to look like the good guy and say, look, I wanted to be there. They wanted me out. And then he ends up where he really wants to be, which is with, you know, maybe Kyrie and AD. Who knows?
Right.
Man, I don't know. Look, I'd love to tell you this is the right place for him to do the farewell tour. But it is obvious. And by the way, the kicker to this story, by the way, over the weekend, and I talked about this on the national show, all of Luka's teammates were at his contract extension signing, except LeBron.
Oh.
Why? You can't tell me about prior engagements and all this stuff. Go look at the photos. Austin Reeves, all his boys are there. Everybody's like, yeah, this is great. Luka's here. He's committed. And it's really a two-year extension. They said three with the player option, so it's 2 years. Basically 2 years he gets to figure out where they're going and what they're doing. And in the meanwhile, they're building around him and not LeBron.
According to Spotrac, the Lakers are paying a $48.9 million luxury tax penalty this year.
Wow. Crazy. All right. They wouldn't if they traded LeBron.
No, I mean, you trade LeBron and that. You reset. But you mean,
Some
would say you need some more, what they need is, you know what they need? They need like an Anthony Davis type, Carl, to play.
That's true.
That's why they were trying to find a trade last year at the deadline to give some size at the five.
Yeah. So, well, it's going to be interesting to see how that all pans
By the way,
out,
as LeBron said, I don't know why these people, this ring chasing thing, is ring legacy thing.
And now he's come out, by the way, after that came out.
Right.
LeBron has said, oh, I'm so happy the Lakers signed him. Well, yeah, it was a bad, interesting look, right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
Okay, if you wanted Luka and you were all about it, then you would have been there as well. We've seen him show up in the past for other teammates signing extensions like this.
Yeah, but now – one more before we get to the last one. But now can you go down as a Laker great if you don't?
No, because he had won multiples.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the one, and it was the one in the bubble, which even like they accomplished it, but it was still one that doesn't resonate with most of the fans.
You got to win more than one. To be an all-time Laker great?
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, last one. Let's have some more fun. So, watch SummerSlam over the weekend.
Good stuff.
Oh man, it was. It was especially. I enjoyed the Saturday show more than the Sunday.
You
Sunday
know what,
wasn't
man?
Bad though.
So, how did the script work out, and did they execute it properly?
For the most part,
I think so.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes, man. I didn't know if he could carry the load. He's doing a good job.
He's not
bro.
Doing bad.
He's
but
a,
now,
know,
I tell you what, I was
guy.
Stunned at how they did Cena at the end of that. Though.
Yeah.
I was getting back. Yeah.
From WrestleMania.
Yeah, I was a little stunned about that. But anyway, watching that, had my two youngest, my 8 and my 4-year-old, right? And my 4-year-old, he's dialed in. So much so that all of a sudden I hear him say, ooh, he kicked him in the penis. So then he even took his large life-size kind of Spider-Man, and then he's performing chokeholds, slams, all this. Yeah, man, no, man. My wife and I should be embracing for that call from school that our youngest attempted an off-the-top rope move on a classmate.
Yeah, I mean, hell, man, off the jungle. Your son just went top rope off the jungle gym. How old is he?
4
years old. I mean,
somebody's
you know what?
Gonna get hurt.
He's a grappler.
Oh my God! That's hard.
Well, that's why. And by the way, you mentioned Cody Rhodes. I saw a video this morning that one of our listeners sent me the meme. He was doing an interview. I presume it was a wrestling blogger, and he was talking about how his dad. And I can tell you this from firsthand experience that Dusty was always, you know, doing skits and just having fun. He talks about Cody Rhodes when he was a kid going to the grocery store and his dad basically doing a work like a fake TV interview while they're in the produce aisle. And his dad's like going, look at that, lettuce. Nobody likes lettuce. Side of the plate, the tomato, and that's the purpose. Don't dig none of that lettuce. And he said he would do this whole routine going down the aisle like the cat. You use a cat as an implement. You can hit somebody with a carrot jack. And so Cody's like a little kid, and his dad is basically just always in character and just kind of doing works, basically just in the produce aisle at like Publix.
That is hilarious. And ironically, he actually used in his intro. He had some of his dad's voice in part of his
awesome.
Intro this weekend.
No, he's doing a really good job. But, yeah, man, look, as far as your boy, I'd be on the lookout. if boys play rough.
Did you beat up? You know,
I got beat up.
Yeah,
I got beat up.
I was the oldest
brother.
I beat up Andrew and my other buddies. We beat up our younger brothers to the point where, you know, my brother, well, he's got a lot of issues. So, yeah, but monitor that. But is he the youngest?
He's the youngest.
Well, he's going to whip some butt. No one's going to kick his butt.
Yeah, well, poor Spider-Man was going through it while we were watching wrestling.
I don't know about you guys.
Did you complain when sisters were beating
you? Because then you get beat up even more.
Right.
I don't know about you guys, but, like, we broke beds.
Yep.
Like, we got, back when you could whip kids, we used to get it bad because, like, we got to playing on the beds and wrestling, and my brother literally dropped me one day on my head, broke the bed frame.
Oh, right? Snap.
So we tried to cover it up. We were like, you're not telling mom.
How did you cover it up? Did you get duct tape?
Yeah, we made the bed. And then what happened was my mom came in there one night. And, she said, and the bed just collapsed. Boom. And she said, what happened to this bed? And we were like, I don't know. we didn't do anything. And then she took all the stuff off of there. Man, the frames broke. Y'all been in here wrestling, haven't you? No.
No.
Oh, my God. So, no, Mike, you can't complain because right. that only made it worse. If you were yeah. going to go complain that you got beat up, yeah, man. But I got to tell you, who didn't jump off the table or the couch yeah. to elbow? If you had brothers, like, you, that was the best.
It was. It really was.
That was the best.
We used to throw a tennis ball off the wall, and I'd give my brother a head start from, like, my dad's Lazy Boy was, and we'd have, like, a magazine as, like, second base, and our home plate, and he's sliding in. So see if he can beat the throw. I'd throw the tennis ball off the wall. He'd come in head first. Pow!
Hit him.
Right with the Rollins.
Yeah.
And, but he, God bless him. He kept going. He kept going at it.
The crazy thing about wrestling is, and when we were young and watching this, you would try those moves. We tried pile drivers on each other.
Oh snap!
Yeah. Wow, we'll just do it on this mattress. It won't hurt. You lift them up. And literally, I think back. I'm like, how did we not break each other's neck?
Oh man!
You were doing suplexes.
Yeah.
All that crazy stuff.
I guess we were just lazy down in Florida. We were just doing the atomic elbow.
You're crazy. The top rope was off the top of the couch.
Yeah.
And you could
right.
try to.
Oh. Well, for me and my cousins, we actually found mattresses in the basement, in our uncle's basement, pulled them outside, went up to the second floor, and we'd jump off the deck of the right. second floor onto the mattress.
That's where it's at. That's crazy. Yeah.
I told you we tried to see if my brother could be a parachute using a bed sheet. Oh, that mom. Oh, mom was hot. He fell into the azaleas. Mom was hot.
That's a yeah, man. No man for a month.
Let's go play airborne.
We have all done the craziness.
Hold on to the sheet, Andy.
And then in high school, right, you had that one friend.
Yep.
Like, let's jump off the second floor into the pool. What?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, crazy stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Don't do it, kids. Don't do it. All right, man. We're coming back. Great stuff today. Connor Riley's going to join us, guys. We're going to talk some dogs. What's going on at camp? The latest with the dogs as they get ready for the start of the season. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.